Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Guys, I don't know if you guys knew this. I just had a conversation with one of my cousins. Now, you think that your commute may be expensive. You may think that your commute may cost you. Well, when I tell you about some computing, some figures, you're going to be like, oh my goodness. She told me of a friend. Listen to this. That commutes. This is your feel-good moment for the morning, okay? Just make you feel good. Her friend commutes from Brooklyn to New Jersey for work. Normally, you know, typically sometimes people live in New Jersey and maybe commute to New York, but this is a little bit opposite. Would you like to know how much his expenses are between tolls and gasoline and maybe possibly parking? $1,500 a month. American dollars.
Oh my gosh.
$1,500.
Wow.
To commute a month.
Wow.
A month.
That's more than my mortgage.
That's tolls.
Oh my goodness.
That's gas. Let me tell you about these tolls now. I mean, I don't know if New York City wants people from New Jersey to go to New York City. I don't know the strategy here, but it seems if you live in Jersey, there's like three ways to get into the city. You can go either through the Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, or the GW, the George Washington Bridge. It's a beautiful, huge bridge. But it ain't free now to go over these bridges and tolls.
Apparently.
These tunnels. I mean, just to go over one time now, one time. 13 American dollars.
Once.
Now, imagine if you had to do that twice in a day. Now, we're not talking about gas or anything else, but if you had to cross into Manhattan twice a day, that's $26. Not to mention gas.
Wow.
I mean, if you just had $5 in gas and that's $13 trip, I mean, that's $18. It's almost $20 a day just to go into the city. Now, if you got to park in the city now, this is how they get you now. You got to park, especially if you're going to go in, catch a show, have dinner, you know, just do whatever you're going to do in the city. You're probably going to want to park your car in a garage. Okay? You want to park your car in a garage because they have these signs on the road now. You need to take special, I don't know, parking language. I don't understand it, but you can stay on this side of the street for this amount of hours, this amount of feet away from the curb. I mean, I guess you're supposed to know this stuff because this is not a course or anything. And if you all make the dreadful mistake of parking too close or anywhere, man, they'll come pick up your car in a minute. I mean, in a minute.
Wow.
Or ticket you or whatever. So most people, instead of trying to deal with that hassle, and that's if you can find the parking, because there's times if we've, you know, circled around a few blocks for 40 minutes trying to get into some place, and there's no place to park. There's no place to park. So you go to a parking garage. Well, a parking garage can cost you a minimum between $25 to sometimes $40 just to park your car. I'm trying to make you feel good today. If you don't live in the Northeast and you live somewhere else, I am trying to make you feel good today to let you know you can be happy today. And then it costs you just $50 just to go somewhere.
Goodness.
You imagine that? And yet, there's so many people still crowding into the city. I mean, it seems like they're trying to hold people out of the city, but very, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting, to say the least. And with that, you know, we've been talking about just different things that have been happening in the city. And I plan to share with you here in a little bit about what they're doing in terms of license plate readers. I mean, you got to hear about this. But this goes more into what we've been talking about, the surveillance and watching over folks. And it's like, really? I mean, really? There's already 3,000 cameras in New York City that's just watching everything. and surveilling everything. But it's amazing. They basically, I'll just share about now. They installed these license plate readers, okay, so that every car now, every car that goes into Manhattan will have a picture of their license plate. Every single car.
My goodness.
Now, they launched this with Microsoft, because remember, they worked on that domain system awareness, and it's all linked now. It's all linked with those 3,000 closed-circuit television cameras that they have everywhere. Now, these license plate readers, this thing's going to cost between $30 to $40 million. Believe this, $30 to $40 million. And it's just gathering and collecting data. I mean, just gathering all this information. And I mean, people that are concerned about their privacy, which hopefully should be a lot of people right now, you know what I mean? They're saying, what's the deal? Some of the city, some already have filed a federal lawsuit against the police department saying that their civil rights were violated through another surveillance system program that they have going on. But it's dude, pictures of every single license plate coming into the city. And you can get to a place where you for the sake of security, for the sake of wanting to be protected, you start giving up all these rights.
Yeah, right.
And before you know it, you're going to live in a surveillance state where every moment of your life is already being documented. And I think we're almost, that's almost upon us right now. I mean, it really is almost upon us. You have drones that can fly over anywhere. You have pictures being taken of you. You can be walking in the city, no less now. I mean, and you have 3,000 cameras pointed at any way. But you know what? Small town America has that. I remember different places that I've traveled in Florida, and you sit at a red light, and all of a sudden there's this camera looking right at you and thinking, did I miss something in the news? Who authorized that camera to be looking at me? Did I miss something? Wake up one morning and at every intersection there's a camera? You know, and who's watching it and who's monitoring that? And what are they doing with that information? It's just so, so important that we know about our rights and that we don't give them up, and that, you know, this week we've been talking so much about our Constitution. We want to encourage you today. Listen, if you haven't gotten a pocket Constitution, or order one online. Go to Amazon. Go to your local bookstore. Go to your Barnes & Nobles and pick yourself up a pocket Constitution that you can just begin to read and be informed and share with your family, with your friends, and connect them to VFN Radio. We have over 1,200 highlights, and rest assured, we have plenty of highlights where we've talked about the Constitution. We've talked about the Declaration of Independence. We've talked about First, Second, Fourth Amendment rights, which are so important. And be informed, because if you don't know sometimes what you have until you lose it. And that's a sad, sad way to find out what you had. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Better be educated now and know what you do have instead of losing it.
Exactly.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.